Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hurdle and Albrock with you today. We'll have Jacob 3 days this week, Paul Savage twice. Shane is in Normal, Illinois, I believe, for the Missouri Valley Conference Baseball Championships. So that's going on this week. Wichita State did qualify for the American Conference Tournament, winning over the weekend down in South Florida. So I think I haven't checked, Jacob, but are they playing East Carolina in the opening round? Well, there you go.
They are.
So congratulations, you made it. Oh, and by the way, here's the nation's eighth-ranked team. So they'll figure that out one way or the other. Mike joins us as he waded through the break. We appreciate it on the Scenic Views at Twin Peaks Hotline. Mike, nice to have you in. Let's talk a little basketball. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I just got a music note, if I may. Hey, if you like the Rock and Roll Blues, August 27th, the Cotillion, Kenny Wayne, Shepherd, and Buddy Guy, going to be an excellent show.
But well, Buddy Guy is still around, is that right? How old is Buddy Guy now? My God.
74, and he's still going good. His son can play, too, really good. I mean, Well, of course, he's had a good teacher, but it's going to be a good show. I've seen them both before. It's going to be excellent. But I heard a stat at a sports program that just blew me away. Is Portland in the third quarter in three games scored 37 points?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, it just took me back. I mean, I don't know how that's possible, but professional team. But and I got a if you guys are the GM, if you're Danny Ainge of the Celtics, what do you guys do?
All right, well, you've covered a lot of ground there. Secondly, on the Warriors, and thank you, Mike, for the call. We appreciate it. Always good to have the Kenny Wayne Shepherd drop, by the way, as well. I think the even more incredible statistic, Jacob, in that series is, yes, what they're doing in the third quarter, it's been the difference in the series. That's where this series has swung. But I read something last night, the backcourt. So, in other words, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, against Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, have outscored them by like 46% so far in this series. And of course, that's the strength of the Portland Trailblazers, plain and simple. So, just unbelievable dominance. As it relates to Danny Ainge and the Boston Celtics, I don't know. Doesn't that all depend on whether or not they get Anthony Davis?
Yeah, I don't know what is that whole team going to do? They were weird this year.
They were weird. You don't need Kyrie Irving. I think that experiment has not worked there. It's been the first time that Brad Stevens has kind of been challenged as a coach at the professional level that he hasn't come up with an answer. And sometimes chemistry is the hardest thing to figure out. You can put guys in position to win, but sometimes putting guys with other guys, no matter how much, it can be, you know, square peg into a round hole.
Yeah, this free agency class will be pretty fascinating. Where would you go? If you're Anthony Davis now, like, what are you going to do?
Well, he'd be a trade.
Zion coming in. Got Zion coming in. Do you want to give that a shot? See what's there?
Do you want to be second fiddle to him? I mean, to me, I think you're too far down the line. You've
burned that bridge. But yeah, it would be. But it just makes you wonder, like, if he could have just waited one more year, half a year, to give his power play. Like, if you'd have just waited. Because you'd be excited. I mean, who wouldn't be excited for Anthony Davis and Zion Williamson?
It'd be pretty intriguing. Yeah. It would be pretty intriguing. Having said that, Anthony Davis is intriguing in a lot of places. He really is.
Oh, for sure. He's.
I mean, there's a lot of pairings.
Know. Yeah. I don't know. They're not going to trade. What did their owner say the other day? Something to the effect of, we're not trading him to the Lakers. So there's that. If it's the Celtics, okay. I don't know. I don't know. There's too much of it, and where's Durant going, and is Kawhi really going to the Clippers, and what happened? There's too many of them.
Yeah.
To try and get some sort of gauge of where things stand when the dust settles. I still, even with all the chaos, I'm not convinced the Lakers don't bring in some people. Hmm. I mean, LeBron's still LeBron.
God, I know, but is he as attractive to want to go play with, especially with the train wreck that franchise is?
Well, the franchise does it more than LeBron. I would still, yeah. Why wouldn't, could you imagine, could you just imagine if LeBron and Kawhi were paired up? You talk about a perfect pairing for Kawhi, seemingly. LeBron setting him up, man. Mm. And everyone says Kawhi's going to the Clippers, and that may be, and that's fine. But I just, LeBron makes everybody better.
Yeah, he does.
Everybody. So who did he not work out with as a teammate? One guy, right? Kyrie Irving.
Right.
And look at what happened with it. So now you look at that and Kyrie Irving in Boston and think, well, was that a LeBron thing or was that a Kyrie thing? Maybe it was a Kyrie thing. LeBron,
well, yeah,
still.
When yeah, maybe
look
so.
At what LeBron did for Wade and Bosch. And, he's still got 2 or 3 years. I don't know. I think people are sleeping on him for all the wrong reasons. He's going to have more fresh legs next year than he's had. And he was great this year. They weren't. He was.
Yeah. Well, he's LeBron. I mean, I would agree. I don't know. I just wonder how some of these alpha dogs want to subjugate themselves for LeBron, who controls the coach, controls the franchise. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if it's quite as attractive.
I mean, I don't know if it's
going
to be like, I don't, it doesn't have to be an A-lister, I don't think. You could,
yeah.
I just don't know what they can do. And right now, the problem is right now, it doesn't look like they have anybody in a position to even be evaluating what they can do. Mm-hmm. That's the bigger problem. But I don't think
yeah,
it's,
I would agree. I know. And then,
the NBA
and then,
offseason will be more I say this a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but maybe not. The NBA offseason may be more interesting than this NBA season because there's more unpredictability in it than there was in the season because we've all known the Warriors were going to win for a long time, right? We don't know where some of these guys are going to end up, and that will be fun to watch.
Yes, and there are some very big names on the marquee. Via free agency or the trade. Let's go back to the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. Mike takes time out of his day to join us at 869-1240. Mike, nice to have you on the show.
Thank you. a little bit, and it may seem convoluted. I love Kevin Durant, and of course the Warriors are better with Kevin Durant. But the absence of Kevin Durant has shown, you know, the synergy, the sum of the parts of the Warriors is better than the sum of the parts of almost every other team, maybe every other team. Mm-hmm. The thing that gets me about the Durant thing is he came to Golden State as second best player in the league. Maybe some would say the first, but certainly at least the second, and he fit in. And he was not a problem. But DeMarcus Cousins, with a rep, has fit in, and other guys fit in. I don't know if that's a credit to Curry and Clay and Draymond, or if it's credit to Steve Kerr, but it's equivalent to another champion, the Patriots.
Yeah, very, very similar. Agreed.
And that's the genius of the Warriors. So when Durant leaves or is gone, it's a huge loss, but it's not a devastating loss like any other alpha dog would be to any other franchise.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and Mike, really well stated. I read this, Jacob, somewhere, so I'll give credit because it's not an original thought. The best team in the NBA are the Warriors with Kevin Durant. The next best team in the NBA are the Warriors without him.
Oh, totally agree. I totally agree. Because here's the thing you got to do with the Warriors. To beat them, you have to, as they're currently, you've got to hope they don't shoot well. And that may happen in spots, but it just doesn't happen often enough to take a series, right? Like you're just you can't count on that enough. And Durant leaving will shift the power only if there's enough power to one team to shift it, because I don't know where he could land. And it, again, there's too many moving parts here to say, okay, now we've got a real, because the second he leaves, until if he leaves, I still think he could come back, whatever. The second he leaves, assuming he does, is Golden State still going to be the favorite, I think. But we got to see where all those kind of parts come together a little bit. If you know, if a team is able to land a couple of these guys and they have some depth, okay, now we're talking. Now maybe we can see something there and somebody can challenge this. But it is a sum of the parts. That's a good way to put it, because there are so many guys there. I mean, think about Klay Thompson and the backseat he's sort of taken. But remember how good he is. They're going to give him mm-hmm. If Kevin Durant leaves, they're going to give him a max contract.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they should. He's that kind of player. It's almost like it's not Pippen, but it's a little bit of that where you just sort of forget about how good he is. And they are going to still be the favorite. Whether Durant plays another game the rest of this postseason, they're the favorite and they're the heavy favorite. And that's just and that's the thing. Like, yeah, it was annoying when all the stars went to Golden State, but Golden State was annoyingly good even before that ever happened. And right. I do think they're fun to watch. I do think they're as likable as you can be in that spot. So, you know, it's not like, for whatever reason, to me at least, basketball dynasties don't feel quite as fun as, like, fun to observe, fun to view as the Patriots, where you, because with the Patriots, you do think, and we've seen it happen, like they could lose. They get all the way there and they could lose. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like Golden State's ever going to lose it. So it's a little harder to get into right. the hype when you kind of already know the ending a little bit.
Although even then, they're finding different ways to win and make them compelling.
Yeah.
If the redundancy of the Warriors, the compelling part is in the last two games, they're the first squad in NBA history to rally from at least 13 down to win consecutive games. They're down to 18 in game three. So they continue to do it in ways that we haven't seen before, but the end result is the same. They're just winning games.
Right.
And as long as that band stays together in its core, and I think the core is, and correct me if I'm wrong, isn't the core Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green? That's the core
I think
here.
So.
I think
it's
that's
the core.
The core.
It doesn't make them the best. I mean, Durant's
right.
still Durant. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that was the core. That is the core for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So, anyway, Dave is up next, 869-1240, as he joins us this morning on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Got to compliment you there, Bruce, with your last comment. I think everybody overlooks that the core of the Warriors are those three. Mm-hmm. And you can mix and match everybody else around them, no matter who they are. As long as those three are still together, they have a legitimate shot to win a title. Mm. My comment about the offseason, I think for football and basketball, should copy what the great expert Carr has called it. The offseason's always been referred to as the silly season, where drivers change teams and numbers and I think this offseason in the NBA is going to – I might actually quit watching ESPN, which I've never done for more than 8 hours at a time in my entire life. But I hate all this conjecture. Well, what if he goes here? What if he does that? I know that's what they're supposed to do, and you guys too, to a point.
Sure.
But the one thing that I continue to read and hear that just absolutely floors me – is how the Knicks are going to be a great team if Kevin Durant shows up. I personally think Durant's the best player in the league. Putting him on that Knicks team with the Knicks roster does not even make them eligible for the playoffs. I mean, that team is horrible from top to bottom. And unless they land that second really good player, the Knicks are going to be irrelevant again for the next decade, I think.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, Dave. Thank you. I think the most likely pairing, if it's going to be New York, would be KD and Kyrie in New York. And that would be intriguing. Although, as great as those two players are, I don't know. I mean, the Knicks are so incredibly down right now and just are really devoid of – I mean, they're worse than the Lakers, aren't they? I would think
I think them
to be worse than the Lakers.
Yes.
I think they are. No question. So, anyway, Pastor Mike, hang with us. We're going to get to the Cindy O Twitter question. We'll finish up our discussion on basketball, the NBA. Jacob Albrocht in from Eyewitness Sports. You can be too at 869-1240. We're back here in just a moment.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce and Shane on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.